Good morning. Thank you all so very much for inviting us to celebrate you with you here this morning. I'd like to talk a little bit about where hope was last year at this time. As many of you may recall, in August of 2023, the hospital in Bourne was subject to a politically motivated attack. 50 armed and masked men surrounded and ransacked the hospital and interrupted operations. They were looking for Hope's medical director, Dr. Tony Voltaire. The attack and the ransacking were under the auspices of concerns that Dr. Tony had been stockpiling weapons, if you can imagine. But the truth, as we learned from sources close to the matter, was that Tony was seen as a political threat. Though he has and had no political aspirations, the guy really has not a political bone in his body. Simply his success in doing good was seen as a threat to those grasping for power. Fortunately, Dr. Tony was not there when the attacks occurred. Someone had tipped him off, and he was able to escape ahead of time. But in a sense, the attackers succeeded in doing what they set out to do. Tony was forced to flee the country, to leave his work, his community, and his home, and Hope was forced to suspend hospital operations indefinitely in the interest of the safety of staff and community members. You know, indefinitely is one of those words that can mean a number of things, and it can be interpreted in a number of ways. One of them is an unknown or uncertain period of time. We will open again, but we don't know when. The other is an unlimited period of time, a time of no end in sight. I would love to share with you that at Hope, we all believed it was the former meaning of indefinitely, that this was a bump in the road, albeit a serious one, a detour, and soon enough we would be back at work. But if I told you that, I would not be telling you the truth. Telling untruths is something I try to avoid in general, and standing in a church, it's probably a good idea. But the truth is that many of us at a fundamental level believe this was the beginning of the end, and that Hope's doors in Bourne would not open again. We had reason to believe this. Dr. Tony was in exile in one country or another. Haiti's political situation was the worst that we had seen in decades. Hope staff members were forced to leave the area and go into hiding in the hills. As you may have noticed, we took down all of the photos of staff members on our website in the hopes that it might protect their anonymity in the interest of their safety. A corrupt politician was spreading lies about Dr. Tony and Hope through all means available to him, especially social media and the news. And we're hearing messages day in and day out about how hopeless the situation was in Haiti and how we have no idea when it will get better or stabilize, or if it even would. Meanwhile, the situation in Bourne was more and more bleak. The injuries and the infections of everyday life were happening, but without treatment. People were dying, including mothers and babies who had nowhere else to go. Incidentally, do you know what the opposite of hope is? Despair. And that is where we found ourselves at this time last year, at the exact opposite end of the spectrum from who we are and what we claim to be, what we believe in. My wife, Erin, recently read a book called H is for Hope. It is an A to Z book with a short essay related to each letter of the alphabet. The only exception is D. D did not have a full essay. It only had two lines, one line each on blank pages. The page on the left said, "Despair is unproductive." The one on the right said, "It is also a sin." This is not a religious book by any means. It is actually about climate change and written by an acclaimed science journalist. But sin is another word with more than one interpretation. From Greek, sin is actually an archery term. It means missing the mark, or you missed. It means we can do better. We didn't coordinate this with the song to start this morning, by the way. It means that we can do better. We aren't doing what we're here to do. H is for Hope is an illustrated book. The illustration for Despair shows a man hugging his knees and holding his head. Despair is not good for us, and it is not good for the world. Despair is giving up and directing our energy in a negative way, inward, instead of in a positive way, outward, doing what we can do. Despair is by definition the absence of hope. And if we look deeper, perhaps it is the lack of faith as well. That the divine has a solution we cannot fathom, and that perhaps that solution involves all of us here. The gospel today spoke of the woman with two coins whose contribution was worth more than those of the rich and powerful because she gave all that she had for what she believed in. Last year, in planning for our annual event with the Spiritus community, we were at a loss for words. We did not know what to say, and the truth was far from inspiring or encouraging, to say the least. We did not even know if we should, in conscience, ask for people's support, not knowing where we stood and if Hope's doors were closed for good. Social media was filled with the corrupt politicians' messages and misinformation and outright untruths. He had also used news outlets sympathetic to his perspective, even international outlets, to spread his version of events. But people in Bourne knew the truth. They rallied in the streets. They fought for what they believed in. Sorry. When the truth of the politician's real motives, intentions, and actions were made known, he was removed from office, and Dr. Tony was able to return to Bourne. Dr. Tony returned just under a year ago. The community celebrated his return in the streets. This clip shows a brief sliver of that celebration. Not all happy news, of course. Dr. Tony and the team returned to a hospital which had been ransacked. Hope's ambulances, which are essentially our small trucks, had been taken apart to sell for parts. Crucial equipment and power systems were unable to be maintained during the closure and were, and still are, in need of repair and replacement. In spite of all of this, Dr. Tony and the team have since been able to work in safety and reestablish key hospital services. Since reopening, nearly 7,000 people have been served in our outpatient and open clinics. Thousands have been treated in the emergency room. Hundreds have attended community health and prenatal education programs. And nearly 1,000 babies have been born under the supervision of a doctor. All of this is thanks to you and your support and your love and care for our friends in Bourne. It means more than we can express. I will leave that to Dr. Tony Voltaire. Please allow me to share a letter he wrote to you. Dear Spiritus community, it is my privilege to greet you again and say a very special thank you on behalf of Bourne and the surrounding communities. In the spirit of love for our neighbor, our paths have crossed for a very long time, and together we have seen improbable and even miraculous things. As one recent but truly memorable example, last month I had a visit from a mother and an 8-year-old girl. The daughter is the mother's only child, and her birth by cesarean at that time did seem like a miracle in a little mountain town where years earlier this would have cost her and her daughter their lives. This woman brought her daughter to the hospital so that this cute little girl would recognize me as her benefactor. The words used by the mother to thank me moved me greatly, and I immediately thought of you. It is a beneficial complicity between the staff of Bourne and you. A collaboration for the good that so many of you, like Hope's founder, Rose Marie, have devoted so much of yourselves to bring to life. The trials of recent times are truly unprecedented, devastating, diverse, and numerous for Bourne and for the entire country of Haiti. I have no doubt that everyone in this world lives with their share of uncertainty and pain. After all, ASB, our Alliance for Health for Bourne, still remains open only because of the unlimited power of love and truth, thanks to kind-hearted people like you. We have asserted our resilience and for the good of many others, like this beautiful little girl. I firmly believe that this strength of resilience is fixed on unshakable pillars like love and truth. Sometimes the storms of everyday life are so powerful that we may feel no other path beyond discouragement. Sometimes, after working so hard, we let ourselves believe that this needs to be the last effort we make. Let me tell you that the path of good has no limits, and that only love, true love, can make a difference in today's world. I don't need to remind you where love comes from, and it is not for me to tell you what the truth looks like. Today, the world is within everyone's reach because of technological advances that create auxiliaries even to replace human intelligence. However, as we clearly see, our world has not become safer or more just. On the contrary, threats multiply and knock daily at every door indiscriminately. What we know together is that love and truth do not change. They do not modernize. But it is the way of making them manifest and putting them into practice that must change. Merchants of misfortune and lies are constantly adapting and changing their strategies. It is up to all of us to continue the fight to save the world. Lies and wickedness have united to undermine what we have built together. Truth and love can rebuild more beautifully. I firmly believe this today, and I will always believe it. In the darkest hours, I still believe in the light, and I learn new lessons while hoping for the dawn. Thus, I have always learned and understood that we must think carefully and seek the real truth. There is no face that represents lies and truth together. There is no specific vocal timbre to tell the truth or to tell lies. It is up to all of us to develop the skills necessary to understand that the untruths of the liar are simply that, they are lies. The human reality is that in the face of the challenges of time, the practice of good is and will remain fragile. Only an ongoing, fierce, persistent, and resilient struggle will enable happiness in this world. Like this little girl, born or any other corner of the world, needs us not to give up. Let us join forces once again for the next mile, for the love of our fellow men, women, and children, and for the truth. It is worth it. May God bless you all and guide you on the paths of the love and the truth. Yours in faith, Dr. Tony Voltaire. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.